Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Impromptu recording today.
That sounds like a nice...
That's the next pop hit.
A nice little jingle for a antidepressant.
That's a weird antidepressant, friend. God, my I take. Fucking skin hurts so bad.
Yeah, don't buy magic clean erasers.
And then use them all over your body.
Yeah, even if they're heart-shaped, don't let it fool you.
I thought it was a beauty product this whole time.
Fuck you, Ulta. Just kidding.
No.
You give me lots of stuff. I love you.
I need all the makeup.
I was like, that's where I do most of my shopping.
It feels like a bruise and a sunburn all at once. I just need to get rid of the speckles on my tan.
Well, don't get fake tans, everyone. You'll die.
What's your excuse? All right, guys. We're back.
We're back.
For another week of...
What's Your Excuse? The podcast.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Caitlin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Today, I'm just going to tell them.
Oh, good.
So I'm shamelessly plugged this wine because it's got a dope-ass 3D1.
Yeah.
Coming out of it. We'll post a nice little photo of that for y'all.
It's very Game of Thronesy.
Yeah. I grabbed it because I was like, well.
Don't lie. It was the marketing. The marketing fucking got you.
It was.
Yeah.
I was like, that looks fun. I can rub my hands all over this one and it feels real nice.
Like two little nipples.
Two little nipples. Mmm. it's called Uno. That's why I guess it's got a giant ass one on
it. Yeah. Good job.
Tastes pretty okay. I like it.
Good.
Yum.
I am drinking your classic Olive Garden unsweet tea with two lemons and two sweetened lows.
Shout out to Ashley for bringing two lemons.
Yeah. For real. Do you know how often I'll go to a restaurant and be like, I want an unsweet tea with two lemons, and they don't even bring me fucking one?
Fuck them.
So often. That's how often.
Ashley, you're the real MVP, even though you couldn't come up with an excuse for us.
Yeah, but you had one. You just didn't tell it to us.
God.
Rude.
We hound people now.
We do. That's what we do, because you guys aren't sending us things. No, well, you're not sending me things.
We've got quite a list.
Caitlin gets a shit ton. I don't get shit.
You just gotta harass people.
I try. I try. It must just be that I'm too nice.
No.
You know, okay, by the way, I have a real bone to pick with our listeners. I was looking at our analytics, as one does.
Yes.
And it looks like a lot of people drop off listening when I am speaking.
What?
I'm not kidding.
You can see all that?
Well, you can see like the time where people drop off, like where you lose listeners. And you can go to that time in your podcast on Apple Podcast Connect.
Who the fuck just listens to half a podcast?
I don't know, but they listen to the first part and then they stopped during part of mine talking. And then they went back during yours and then stopped during mine again. I was like, fuck you. What? I have the voice of an angel.
You do.
The demeanor of a saint.
If anything, I would think your
voice is probably... And the looks of Danny DeVito. I just felt like I needed to even like finish that out.
I get you. I like the way that went. But really, if anything, I feel like your voice is probably more enjoyable to listen to than mine.
Apparently not. People aren't into the dude voice, I guess. The raspy smoker's voice.
Well, fuck all y'all. Listen to the whole goddamn thing. You're missing shit.
You are.
Like, I talk when she talks, too.
That's true. So, if you want to hear more of Caitlin, just listen to the whole thing. Fuck me, dude.
Well, So that's sad and fuck all y'all. Yeah. I ate a whole tiramisu right before we started.
I'm jealous.
We were. I'm sorry. I should have offered to share.
No. It was a tiny piece disguised in a gigantic box.
I know. I was like, wow, I got like half a tiramisu. Yeah.
I was really excited for you.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
This is
very misleading.
A 2x2 square.
Yeah. Very deceitful. Not enough.
I ate all my pasta at Olive Garden.
She ate all her dinner, and she wanted a good big dessert. I did. Like a child whose voice she stole. So,
anyways, we created a Patreon.
We did, you guys. You can now help us pay for things.
You can give us all your money.
And you may not be excited about that.
But we are.
That's right. So. Amen.
Let's tell you a little bit about what this Patreon includes.
Okay.
So, first off, you can go to the fucking site.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah.
Please just go to the site.
Go to the site. But it comes with different tiers.
Yeah, you have a lot of opportunity here to donate to us and to get something in return. Because let's be real. That's the reason that, gas stations are like, do you want to donate $1 and get your name on an angel? It's so that you can feel good about donating. So now you can donate to people you actually know.
I always just donate because I'm scared to tell them no. And I go to Taco Bell and they're like, would you like to donate $1 to help a teen graduate? And it's been like the seventh day in a row because I go every day and they're like, wow, you really donated. You're helping like 12 teens graduate. I'm like, fuck. Fuck me. I just came here for my $2
burritos. What I want you to do is start telling them it's because I never graduated.
Is it going to help me graduate college? Because I still haven't. Yay, me. Anyways, you get shit in return.
But yeah, including, if depending on what tier you choose, you can get anything from our undying gratitude, head nods in public from us.
Yeah.
Because we don't like everyone.
Yeah.
So you can pay for us to pretend to like you.
Yeah, and we will. We'll do a damn good job of it. No one will ever suspect anything different. They'll be like, oh my God, they love you.
Yes.
And you can go, yeah.
They're celebrities.
They yeah.
We're not celebrities.
We are.
That really hit whenever I had to put in how many listeners we have on Stitcher.
Oh, well, it's okay.
We're also submitted to Stitcher. We'll let you guys know how that goes.
Yeah.
If we get on or not. So,
yeah, we'll see. Well.
Yeah.
But we've got some fun tiers that are named after some of your favorite episodes.
Yes.
Lowest one being thoughts and prayers, because you're not really doing anything besides giving us $1 a month. But that's okay. If that's you, we still love you.
Yep. We do. Please don't stop listening to us just because we called you to your thoughts and prayers.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Anywhere to what the broke ass bitches, all the way up to the highest tier, which is chicken sandwich connoisseurs.
That's right.
Good and choking on shit.
Chicken sandwich connoisseurs will include the thing that you've all been waiting for, the thing that you've all been wanting, the elusive, never before heard first episode.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's right. And that episode includes a very special guest star, Kiki the cat.
Kiki the motherfucking cat.
Kiki the screaming cat.
Yes. Who is sleeping very soundly right now.
I'm pretty sure it was the first time that we cried over an episode, and probably the only time we've cried over an episode.
Yeah.
Because I put 3 hours of work into editing it, trying to get all of her screams out of it. And didn't work.
No.
And
there was some good shit in there.
There really was.
There's some stuff that I'm like, wow, people are really going to hate me because I said that.
Yeah.
And so you're going to want to hear it even with her screams.
That's right. You will.
It's still there. You'll also get access to, with some of the tiers, you'll get access to exclusive features like some of the shit that we cut out of this podcast.
Yes.
Because believe us, we say some things that are not suitable for all ears, and it does have to be edited.
You guys have heard me complain about how often Caitlin will say, cut that out. My dad listens to this. So,
sorry, Dad.
If you want to hear it, Caitlin's dad, you have to donate to us.
Yeah, Dad, give me your money.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
sorry, we're taking the photo of Caitlin's wine bottle right now.
Mm.
So, that will include that. You can also get handwritten love notes from us.
Yeah, love. All the love.
More than likely, they'll just be handwritten notes.
Yeah. We'll sign it with the love, though.
Yeah. Or headshots, which will, if we're being honest, it'll be, I will whip out my Polaroid and take a photo of us.
You'll get some classy-ass selfies.
And then we will sign it.
Yeah.
And the highest tier.
Really nice signature.
Along with the elusive episode, you will get a signed headshot from Kiki the Cat.
Kiki the Cat. We're going to put some little ink on her.
She's here for you.
And she's going to
No, Caitlin, she's going to sign it.
She will get
her own ink pad. And she will be so amazed at her own abilities. I just know it.
She looks so smart right now.
Yes. A real genius, cat.
Top notch.
Top notch, Kiki the Cat. So that is about it for our Patreon announcement.
Sleeping on my table is closed.
A Stitcher, like I said, we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
We submitted an application.
I guess they got to say, no, you suck.
Yeah.
To us, or, hey, you're all right.
Despite your number of listeners.
They'll be like, we pity you. Here you go.
Here, just get on here.
Yeah. Maybe this will help you, but probably not.
So someone came up to me the other night, the guy who told you the moth joke.
Yeah.
Is a friend of mine. And he said, hey, did you talk about the moth joke on your podcast? And I said, yes. And he goes, you told it on your podcast? I said, no. What I said about it was, if someone comes up to you and says a moth walks into a podiatrist's office, you can stop their joke and tell them, I already know the light was on.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, I think my brother's girlfriend listens to your podcast. And I said, why do you think that? I mean, obviously she should.
Yeah.
Wait, I've she met this girl once.
Oh, okay.
I've met her once. Okay. But like, she doesn't know, like, she couldn't pick me out of a crowd.
Yeah.
For sure.
No.
And I said, why do you think that? And he said, well, she came up to me last week and said, hey, you know, your moth joke. I was listening to a podcast and they talked about it. I don't know if you know them. But she never said, like, who it was or anything. And he was like, I'm pretty convinced it was yours.
Shit.
I was like, fucking baller.
Oh, yeah,
baller. Famous. Yeah. So I felt good about that.
Shout out to that mock joke brought us together.
That's
got
right.
Us famous.
That's
well,
right.
We had already known each other for several years.
I feel excited about it, other than until that person emails and is like, I'm really good friends with Caitlin. She knows me. I don't know if you know her. I'm just like making an assumption.
Yeah, I probably don't.
Or
I don't
if
know a
like
lot of people.
I felt good about it also until he was like, well, y'all talked about that, right? And I said, yes. Did you listen to it? And he said, no. And I said, okay. Well,
maybe you should listen to it and find out
that.
For yourself.
I also had a friend of ours who was very disappointed that he didn't get to be the first guest on our podcast.
Oh, shit. Well, Ryan obviously has dibs.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he was still our second guest.
That's true. He was. I don't think I have that episode anymore.
Yeah, well, but, it did get obliterated.
It did.
So.
So that's what's been going on so far. How's your, I mean, it's fucking not Thursday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
It's Monday. How's your 4 days been so far?
Pretty great.
Yeah,
I had a great weekend. Oh, but I was going to say something.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Fuck me.
Idiot.
Damn it. I was going to say something. Oh, you had just said, oh yeah, I had a friend.
Cool.
Known to this podcast now. Had. Keyword. No, I'm just joking. But he was like, yeah, I was like, have you even listened to every single episode? And he was like, I listened to the first two and the last two. And I was
fuck off.
You cannot bookend it, you motherfucker.
No.
Go
rude.
Back and listen to every single one in between. You're missing a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Also, why would you do that?
What? Like, you know, we make a lot of references. Like, just now, the moth joke.
Yeah.
You would not get that if you didn't hear all the episodes.
Especially from not, I don't think episode one or two.
Yeah, no.
I think it was, maybe. It was two. I don't know. Anyways.
Doesn't matter.
There's
you're missing shit.
References we make. Let me make one to my mom thinks that I'm going to have 35 cats.
That's true.
You haven't listened to that one.
35 cats
episode
in.
Episode 8, I believe.
Well,
maybe.
I don't remember. You don't understand any Botox jokes that I make about how I can't drink things because I'm pretty sure that's like episode 9.
Yeah, or how Kiki vomited on me because I spilled wine on her. Because I also can't drink things, but I have perfectly functioning non-Botox lips. So, don't book in things, motherfucker. I'm talking to you. But also, you're great.
All right. That got
Move
just
on.
A different transition than I thought I was going to go into. So, Anyways, Ryan was very excited when I asked him last week after I released the episode. I said, did you listen to the episode? And he said, I saw that you released it. I said, did you read the description? And he said, yes, I'm an absentee producer.
He asked me, he goes, he came up to me and he goes, how did I sound? And I was like, you didn't fucking listen to it? And he was like, no. And I was like, I have to constantly listen. I listen to our podcast so much.
Yes.
Because I'm like, what stupid shit am I saying now?
And I also want to feel like, okay, what can we improve on sound?
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot. And I know that a lot of you...
Donate to our Patreon.
Can, yeah. I know there's a lot. Donate to our Patreon. And a lot of you can help us by donating to our Patreon or once by again, giving us advice.
Donate to our Patreon with your money and your advice.
Yeah. But mainly donate to our Patreon with your money.
Money.
We don't mean to sound like money grubbers.
But we are.
But we're broke ass bitches.
That's right. We have an episode entitled that. It's also a tier. You can be.
Promotion. For $3 a month, you could be a broke ass bitch.
For only $3 a month. Shipping and handling does apply.
144 payments of $3 a month.
And you'll be our eternal slaves.
Right. No, that it's the other way around. We're giving them eternal gratitude.
Yeah, well.
And head nods. Don't forget the head nods.
They'll get like 20,000 in a row. Just look like her neck is twitching.
I hurt my head.
Yeah, I'm a little dizzy. Anyways, he asked me how he sounded, and I was like, bro, you sounded like one of them. I don't know. Is it called ASMR?
Yeah.
I was like, you got some smooth ass talking, bro.
And he was unlike like, your girlfriend.
What? And I was like, yeah, I want to go sleep to your voice. And he goes, don't people masturbate to that? And I said, well, probably now they're masturbating to that too. So,
oh, what's wrong with him?
Feel confident in that.
Don't masturbate to things that you don't have permission to masturbate to.
Yeah.
Thank you. This has been a public service announcement from What's Your Excuse podcast. Feel free to donate to our Patreon
in order to get some more. Anyways.
So you want to tell them what we're talking about today?
Yeah, today. Well,
let's get right into it.
Since we've had some personal... hey, we're ready to launch our Patreon.
Hey, so we just got the text. How did it come to your phone? I put my phone number on there.
Oh, well, it's in my Gmail.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anyways.
All right.
We are doing car insurance claims. Yes. So, I mean, like, we have some from backing out of my driveway.
Okay. Listen, I know we've talked a lot about this.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know if you bookend it.
I think you would.
No, I'm pretty sure it was like episode four.
Oh, okay.
You gotta get
so
it.
So, we've talked a lot about this. I backed into Kaylin's neighbor who is parked right behind her driveway.
Yeah, which is not whatever. A good thing to do. If you're ever thinking of doing that, don't do it.
Yeah, no, it's a poor decision. But...
your car will get hit.
Yeah.
I've hit their car too. Didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, they probably weren't in their car you hit
them. They were not in the car.
So, anyways, long story kind of short... I got back my insurance information and dude got like $1,800 to fix the scuffable scratch on his car. I did not file an insurance claim because I felt like, no, I'm not going to pay that deductible.
Yeah.
So that's why these excuses are so perfect for us.
Yes.
Damn it.
So we've got...
have you ever hit a parked car?
Yes, when I...
oh, the other than theirs.
Oh, I was like, literally just said, first day here, backed into their little Camaro.
Yeah.
A parked car... oh, yeah, one's in Starbucks parking lot.
Hey, go.
But there was nothing wrong with the car. I got out and I checked and I said, bye.
Okay.
I'm a terrible person.
That's okay, buddy. I wish I were. Actually, that's not the first time I've hit a parked car.
I've only done it twice.
It's the second time. Yeah. They both caused damage. And of course, I gave them both my insurance information.
Yeah, see, mine had zero, like, nothing. You could not tell.
Yeah.
It was like, I guess, like a little.
And with mine, like, the hard part was, like, neither one of the parked cars that I've hit belong to native English speakers. And so when you say something like, hey, I have insurance, I just don't have my card. Like, I don't have my card yet. It hasn't come in the mail. I just have the expired one. Like, things like that.
Yeah,
they instantly are like, you don't have insurance? And you're like, no, I have insurance. I don't have my card. So you don't have insurance. No, I will give you my insurance guy's number. I have insurance. So then the first time I did it, the lady, again, not a native English speaker, and she called the cops. And they were like, she says you don't have insurance. And I was like, I have insurance. I don't have my card yet. And they were like, so you don't have your insurance card? And I was like, no, but I can get it for you. Like, if my parents are on the way. I was like 16.
Yeah.
And it did, like, she says it, like, fully dented her passenger door. But I drove, like, a really small car. I still don't buy it. But whatever. That's a long time ago. I'm not still bitter.
I'm not bitter.
I am. Tony I'm constantly
bigger, bring it full bitter. Circle. If you haven't seen
Shut that up. Episode, I'm done listening about bookends.
The rocker.
All right, go on with your car insurance.
Yes. Okay. Was that the end of the story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to pay her.
Oh, bitch.
So.
Okay. So here's some. This first one says, "Blame the in-laws," which I imagine when I never get married because I'll have 35 cats, I won't ever be able to do. Anyways. This one says, I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law, and headed over the embankment. Probably not the best route for family bonding. That's what it says.
No.
But, wow, yeah. No, not really.
Then you didn't glance. You were full on were staring at your mother-in-law.
Hey, Ma, with your head all the way back.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, shit, I'm driving off this cliff.
Yeah, that's not a glance, my friend.
I killed all of us because I didn't want to talk to you.
That's, like, one of my biggest fears. So, like, when I ride with people and I see them, like, turn to look at me while they're talking, I'm like, please don't do that. Please, yeah. Like, I know you're paying attention. Please just watch the road.
At the road, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't talk because I totally will look at people.
I do not. It makes me so nervous.
Not for long, but I'm like, I will occasionally glance. I'm not like,
no.
Hey, not me. How are you doing? Like, when my head completely turned to
the right. I could never ride with you.
No, I can't. I don't do that. That's what I'm saying.
No, I know, but, like, I could not ride with you if you even glance. I have terrible passenger anxiety because of the wrecks I've been in.
I'll keep my face right to the front.
I mean, I have my own car.
You can smack me.
I have my own car. I can drive myself places. Road, I'm not a child.
Smack me around.
I drive myself places all the time. Also, I'm trying this new thing where I hold my mic because it means it'll, like, follow my face, so maybe I won't sound so underwatery. We'll see.
I am not going to hold my mic because I'm busy holding a wine glass.
This one is called Seeing is Believing. It says, I thought my window was down, but I found it was up when I put my head through it.
I'm sorry, what?
How did you put your entire head through it before you were like, well, that's up?
Like, God.
How much pressure were you going through it with your head?
Like, you had to, like, real, like...
What is
or
this?
Maybe he got like a running start and was trying to like dive
jump
into
through
his
it.
Window,
oh God!
But with his head,
I instantly would not feel bad.
No, I'd
be I'm like, sorry if your face got cut up. I feel bad for that.
You fucking
but like
it at that point, though,
come on, don't be a douchebag.
Oh, that's so. Oh my God! Can you imagine being like who the hell?
Like, what are you, the fucking
not,
rock?
Not
and you're just like slamming your head. Do you remember that movie? You probably don't. Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah.
Whenever he's like, oh, shit, I broke the window. Yeah. Dad's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I'll just tell him you did it.
There you go.
I really like that movie. That's, I know it's garbage.
Maybe that's
no one needs to send that mail.
Then maybe they got that from there.
Maybe.
This one says, no warning. The other car collided with mine without giving me warning of its intention. Fucking, they ran out of blinker fluid.
Shut up.
The question is, did the other car know its intention either? Probably not.
Yeah.
They probably were not paying attention, and then they're probably talking to the person in the passenger seat. And
they probably were. Lane
because when you look at things, your hands have a tendency to follow.
That's true.
And so if you're like
See?
Looking at this nice house, oh shit, you're in its ditch.
See? Yep.
And in its front lawn.
That's right.
So you can't do that. And if you're an insurance company, don't believe me. Don't believe that. Believe me, I promise.
Like, yeah.
Oh, God, I've done nothing wrong. I am perfect. You have to scroll down.
So, the next one, gotta protect the bumper.
That's what I said.
To avoid hitting the bumper of the car in front of me, I struck a pedestrian.
So a human is a better
option? Don't want to hit that bumper. Better just hit Rebecca. Like, were there people in the car with you?
They're like, God Oh, not again.
Oh, my God. They're like, just hit the fucking car.
It's not bumper cars, you guys.
Even in bumper cars, you hit the car.
I know.
Oh, my.
But that's what he's saying. He didn't do it. He went to hit the pedestrian instead.
Oh, my God. Well, in bumper cars, the pedestrian you hit is a carny, so.
Yeah. They deserve it.
What's the harm?
One time, okay, it's not bumper cars, but one time I was driving some go-karts around a little track. And somehow I was getting to the end of the track, you know, where I was supposed to slow down, and they had that guy that was, like, standing there being like, yo, slow the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow my, like, foot got kind of, like, caught underneath it to where the... I couldn't hit the brake, and I was just gassing it. And I ran over this guy, poor guy, trying to work the freaking little go-kart track. He's probably preteen and probably like 18 years old. And here I am, this little fucking 11-year-old coming in, running his
coming in hot.
And he's like, not again.
This doesn't make me want to ride with you.
I know.
Any more than the turning and glancing at people does.
Yeah, probably not. I feel like most people who ride with me are like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, maybe.
Never mind. Just kidding, I'm a fantastic driver.
Okay.
This one says old age. I was sure the old fellow would never make it to the other side of the road when I struck him. What?
Like he was crossing the street and you were like, surely I can beat this old man. And then he just like gunned it. He legged it.
He threw a whole leg at them.
Like,
I'm sorry.
The photo that they use is an old man with a walker.
That's what I'm envisioning.
Yep.
And then I just like hear it go, bah! And then the walker's like, ding, 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 ding.
What is it?
And the old man's flying.
Oh, says,
we guarantee
God.
He didn't make it after that. Yeah, probably not. He probably was dead. Give him a fucking heart attack.
So this one says the bus was early. Going to work at 7 o'clock this morning, I drove out of my driveway straight into a bus. The bus was 5 minutes early.
Are you a dumb fuck? What the hell?
I don't care if the bus was early. You drove into a fucking bus.
Use your eyeballs.
Bro, no.
In that case, you're allowed to turn your head when backing out.
Yes.
I'm assuming, I hope to God you're packing out and not like, all my lights and everything are the exact time. Yeah. There's no way any variables can be thrown into this public road.
Yeah. I think it says he was pulling out of his driveway, so he was backing out, I assume.
I hope so. Yeah. Better not be fucking driving forward. This one says, but I was legally parked. Says, my car was legally parked as it backed into another vehicle.
What?
I don't think your car was in park.
Your car was legally driving.
Yes, and it legally hit another vehicle that probably was in park.
Huh.
But just say, at least this driver won't have a parking ticket on top of the repair costs.
I can't talk shit about this driver, though.
Yeah, I mean, neither can I.
So let's move on. If we can't talk shit about it, we gotta move on.
No fun.
I'm not going to read the title of this one because I want to read the whole thing. I told the police that I was not injured, but on removing my hat, I found that I had a fractured skull.
Jesus.
Yep.
As one does.
Yep. Next. Shit,
from what?
It doesn't say. All it says is like, he got in a wreck. He told the police he wasn't injured. Turns out, busted his fucking head.
Damn, that's scary.
Yeah.
This one says, anything goes after midnight.
No.
Oh.
No, it doesn't.
This motherfucker said, I didn't think the speed limit applied after midnight.
Hmm.
I do not wish that was the case, because that would be highly dangerous.
Yeah.
But also, if like that, like, midnight to, you know, 4:30 a.m. when I'm heading to work, if I could just barrel down.
No.
What is that one?
Valley Mills.
Valley Mills. If I could just barrel down Valley Mills at like 70 miles an hour, we'd be great. But there is always a cop sitting in the auto zone.
Because they want you to do that.
Yeah. So I come over the hill and then I go, scoop.
Good.
And then as soon as I get pissed out of zone, I go...
Perfect.
Gun it once more.
Perfect.
Yeah. Wow, I wish most nothing good ever happens after midnight.
Oh, this is perfect. Blame the evil spirits. This sounds like shit that, like, Ryan would be like, you would say that about me.
Oh, I was going to say, blame the evil spirits in this house all the time.
Blame the evil spirits.
Especially the one that lives in this room.
Shut up. Windshield broken, cause unknown, probably voodoo. Sounds like as good a guess as any, especially compared... Oh, that's another ad for another fucking story.
We don't want your ad.
So anyways, this lady was like, windshield got broken, don't know how, probably voodoo.
Damn, could be.
It could be. It could always be that's voodoo.
Very possible.
Yep. Do you remember that movie, The Skeleton Key?
Yeah.
Kate Hudson? I love that movie.
It's a good movie. I was also thinking of the Supernatural episode in which they had... Nope. Witches, and they all did voodoo, and then, like, people's fucking teeth started falling.
Nope.
It's a great show. Love that show. Okay. It's the only show I've watched since season one. Power steering problems. I'd been learning to drive with power steering. I turned the wheel to what I thought was enough and found myself in a different direction going the opposite way.
Wait, so he learned... was he learning to drive without power steering? So. I think so.
Yeah. And, because, I mean, my car has definitely been to the point where I had a leak in my power steering.
Yeah. And it's impossible to drive.
Yeah. And I was adding like a bottle and a half of power steering fluid a day.
Yep.
And yeah, then you have to like throw your whole body into it. You're like, okay, we're going to turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yep. So I can see it's like when you go to lift a gallon of milk and you over.
Yeah.
You overestimate it. And you're like, I got to put so much force. And then it goes.
Yeah.
Not really. That doesn't ever happen. I'm weak.
Well, like.
But.
It sounds like either maybe he was like learning to drive without power steering and then he got in a car that had power steering and he was like over correcting all of his turns.
Yeah. And it does have a nice little snowy picture here. So maybe it was icy.
Perhaps.
Or they just guessed. They took some liberties. You know. Here's this one. This one is entitled
Terrible Traffic. I started to slow down, but the traffic was more stationary than I thought. Oh. So you were speeding. And you were like, oh, I gotta slow down. And then you just hit someone.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking.
I will say I have like, in Temple, there's one corner whenever you're coming to, like through it on I-35 heading north, where you like kind of come over this hill and then it goes down and then it turns. And like, whenever you come through this turn, all of a sudden, like you have like zero vision.
Yeah.
And then you come around this corner and
I know what turn you're talking about. I think
one time, like I was coming around and everything was moving like great. Like there was zero traffic.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I come around this corner and it's fucking stopped.
Stand still.
And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I had to slam on my brakes. So yep. Cause I was like, oh my God. Yeah. So maybe I probably can't talk shit too. This one says blame the humans. That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, always.
And my cat. Blame her for everything, too.
Well.
Speaking of which, I do have a fun excuse to go about.
Oh, good.
Not mine. Right in. This one says, I bumped into a lamppost, which was obscured by... by human beings. Must have been some tall humans.
Hang on. Were you trying to hit the humans?
I know. That's when I'm like, so... Okay, so you're backing up and you're like, oh, these humans are here. Probably
better back straight into them. Wouldn't want to hit anything else that's not living.
Yeah, and then, oh, God, no, I broke the lamppost.
No.
I was really aiming for that kid.
Why?
Episode one.
Okay.
This is my day of plugs.
This is good.
good.
My dog was driving.
What?
I knew the dog was possessive about the car, but I would not have asked her to drive it if I thought there were any risk.
What?
I wouldn't have asked her to drive it if I thought there were any risk. I wouldn't have asked her to drive it if I thought there were any risk. Why is your dog driving your car?
Maybe you have some bigger issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't think that was a risk, we've got bigger problems here.
Also, why are you asking your dog to do anything besides go outside, stop shitting on things? And would you like a treat? Those are the only questions a dog should be asked. Or, who's a good boy?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. That's a good question to ask your dog.
Only questions for dogs. This one said,
why are you barking? That's another one.
Why the fuck are you?
Why are you way? Doing the things that you're doing?
I ask Kiki that every day. I'm like, why are you like this?
I do too with Mero. Yeah. I say things like, why do you do the things that you do?
And they go,
and like, fuck you. When he's like licking himself, I'll say like, Mero, you know that I don't like that. Why do you keep doing it? And then he'll stop.
He goes, yeah, fine.
You're right. I do know.
Kiki goes, fucking listen a little closer, bitch. Let me come sit right on your face and lick my asshole.
I've got a killer impression of my dog licking himself, and I make the best face whenever I do it. Ryan just loves it.
Do it.
It's, it's so gross. Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
We'll do it afterwards.
Okay. Anyways, this one said, should have had more coffee. And I'm like, well, that's a mood.
No, yeah.
Always. No one was to blame for the accident, but it would have never happened if the other driver had been alert, essentially. So,
I mean, that seems pretty standard.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's why I
went coffee or meth.
To really, yeah.
Really keep yourself awake.
Wide awake. Cocaine will do that for you, too.
That's what truckers do, I hear.
Yeah.
Unless you're a trucker listening to this, then I have the utmost respect for you.
Yeah, you're great. I love when you come through Starbucks. And one time I had a trucker come through Starbucks, and he was, like, so excited. It was, like, fucking right after we opened. Mm. And he was like, I'm here, blah, blah. Mm. And he was like, thanks for being so friendly. And as he left, he goes, can I get a hug? And I was like, what?
No.
And then I panicked because I was out there alone at the condiment bar stocking sugars. And I was like, and he's like, you've been so great to me. And I was like, and he goes, I hope I see you again. And he gave me a hug. And I was like, well, no. Have I ever told you about the stalker I had?
No. What?
So there was this one lady, sidebar nation. There's this one lady who came in one time. Starbucks was selling beet chips at the time. And I think she was getting out. She was either escaping from like a mental health facility or was like, on kind of like she could spend the day
on her way there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an outpatient program.
Because she came in and once and she goes, Starbucks, like she went on this long rant about beet chips and about how Starbucks was, you know, not marketing them right. And she opens this bag and goes, y'all should sample these to people.
Maybe you did tell me.
And she was wild. Cause then it escalated from that to her saying, well, you know that the Russians are all listening to us and they're watching and they're doing everything. Yes. And she's a big conspiracy theorist.
But she is she the one that like knew where you were from and all of that stuff?
She found out where I was from. She wrote down on a napkin plans for a trip for us to take together. She gave me a pamphlet of the hotels we would be staying in along the way.
Did you call the police?
No.
Caitlin, damn it.
And she would only show up on days I was there.
No.
And then one day she just stopped coming.
Thank God.
And because at first I was just being nice.
Yeah, of course.
I was trying to like provide customer service.
Yeah.
And then she took that and ran with it.
Oh, yeah.
And was like, we're going to go to a different place together. Yeah, she knew my hometown.
No.
She figured all this stuff out about me, wrote all of this, like, and then the stuff she wrote on a, like, fucking napkin was, like, chicken scratch. I couldn't read any of it.
Oh, my God.
And she, like, wrote her name and her phone number, and I was just like, what in the world is happening to me?
Did you keep it? Because it sounds like the best meet cute I've ever heard of.
I should have. No, I'm pretty sure I immediately threw it away because I was fucking terrified.
Fair.
I was like, I'm scared for my life.
Very Here's fair this. And reasonable.
Oh, apparently that was also the last of our...
yeah.
So, what a great wrap up there we had.
Yeah.
I've got a few excuses we can read.
Okay.
One of them was sent from oh my God, wow. She sent a photo. We have a photo to go along with this one.
Oh, awesome.
She put, my car needs a wash. I'll be late into work because I have cat throw up all over my car. And then she's like, I would totally use that excuse to call into work. And it's just this little cat on her rear view. On her rear window.
It looks like Wolf Brand chili.
Or like,
why did you zoom in?
That looks like Kiki's food too. That's like a house cat though, because
Kiki looks pissed.
She got RBF. That's an indoor cat. That's some little morsels there.
All right, please quit investigating this.
Let's see. We have this fun one from a current listener.
Okay.
You can pick and choose between those two. I read these to you at dinner.
Okay. Okay. This one's good. This one's one that I like. She said, yesterday at the airport, this like trashed lady comes up to me and is all, I left my phone in the rental. Can I use yours? And like this bitch looking hella rough. I was like, I'm reading this like a mom. And like this bitch. Anyways.
Bitch.
And like this bitch looking hella rough. So I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. So I tell her, while I'm using my data to surf the Instagram, oh, sorry, I don't have any service. And I walk away.
Bye.
So whenever we went to Europe and we were in Paris, there were constantly people asking us to donate to their cause or give them our information or things like that. So I very quickly learned to say, I don't speak French, mm-hmm. in French. And I would say, je ne parle pas français. Yeah. And they would say, okay, do you speak English? And I would go, no. I would just go, nope. And then they'd go,
sure, no.
Spanish? And I go, mm-mm. And then I would just walk away and never, and like, what I can't fathom is that I'm literally telling you in French, I don't speak French.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're taking it, you're accepting it. Like that's, I just don't get it. And then I also had, generally with like homeless people or like anyone that asks for money or anything, I'll offer them like cigarettes. Uh-huh. Because like, hey, if you smoke, I can give you that, but I'm broke. I can't give you money. And I had one day, this guy came up to me and I was on the phone with my sister and he goes, and I like, he's just standing there staring at me. And then he starts talking and I was like, okay, hang on, sis. And so I look at him and I was like, can I help you? I'm on the phone. And he goes, do you have any money or like any spare change or anything? And I was like, I don't. And he goes, well, can I have a cigarette? And I said, yeah, sure. So I give him one and he literally looks me in the eyes and goes, I said a couple. And I was so like dumbfounded that I was like, I like pulled out another two and I was like, yeah, okay. And then I look in his hand and there's a $20 bill and I look at him as he's like trying to take these cigarettes out of my hand and he's like having to pull them out of my hand because I was like, I just want you to know that $20 that I see in your hand is more than I have in my savings account currently, but enjoy smoking up all of my money.
Yeah. Jesus.
And then he walked away.
One time, coming out of Torchy's, I don't carry cash ever.
Yeah.
Don't like cash. Cause I'll fucking lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But one time I was coming out of Torchy's and this one lady who used to frequent that parking lot,
mm-hmm.
Asked me for money. And so I turned my,
was it the lady without the eye?
No, I think she had both eyes. And okay. Unless she lost one since.
Oh.
But
this lady has been like one-eyed for a long time.
Yeah, no, she had both eyes. But she would obsessively braid her hair. So I literally shook out my wallet in front of her, like turned it upside down, gave her everything out of my wallet.
Uh-huh.
She picked out the silver and I shit you not, threw everything else back at me. Threw it at my face.
Oh my God.
I was like, I said, I just gave you everything I had.
Yeah.
Like, what? And then another time she asked me for money. She didn't remember. And I said, no, I'm sorry. Last time I gave you something, you literally threw it back in my face.
Yeah.
So I can't. I'm sorry, yeah. But I can't help you. Like, not after.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know. Anyways. So. What were we talking about? Oh, I have one more excuse.
Yeah, go for it.
I have a friend who use this golden excuse to really get out of writing a paper in school.
Okay.
Which I've, like, used quite a few things to get out of writing papers in school.
Oh, yeah.
But one time he went so far as to say, well, he got out of doing an essay by saying his laptop got stolen. And then he filed a fake police report to follow up with this shit. Really tied up all the
police. Oh, my God.
Just so he wouldn't have to write it. It's
okay. Oh, my God.
I told him, I was like, yo, send me some excuses. We're about to record. And he was like, well, you can use that one. And I was like, wait, that was you? And I was like, man, I'm getting all my men confused. And he was like, wow.
Oh, wow, my God.
That's a lie.
So,
35 cats. One more plug.
Also, you can donate to our Patreon.
Yes.
So, speaking of which, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yes.
So, get ready for a couple more plugs to end on. So, first of all, don't forget to listen to us on Spotify, Apple iTunes. Podcast, yeah. Yeah, Apple Podcasts.
That nice little purple app that comes on your iPhone.
Yep. Potentially Stitcher, depending. We should know back here soon. So, just be on the lookout, I guess.
Yeah.
And make sure to like us on Facebook.
And Instagram. Facebook is What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces.
Mm-hmm. And Instagram is What's Your Excuse Podcast with no spaces.
And then you can email us your excuses or excuses or something you need to get out of and you need an excuse to What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com.
Yes. And also, you can donate to our Patreon to help us to have better sound quality.
All of y'all's dreams.
Yeah.
And then that will allow us to get more guests on here because we'll be able to have a third microphone with a better adapter that can actually handle three microphones.
Yep.
That'd be fun. I mean, y'all want to hear some guests, right? You heard last week?
Yeah.
We sure did.
We do have fun with more people here.
Yeah. So, because we're boring in and of itself.
Well, no. It's just sometimes you might get tired of hearing one of our voices and you stop listening during it and only to come back to hear someone else speak.
Damn.
So... maybe if we have a guest, you'll listen to all three of us speak. Oh. Well, or two-thirds of us. Fuck me. So, all right, shitheads.
All right, shitheads. Have a good day. Bye.
Have a good week. Bye.